Hello, everybody out there, and welcome to another episode of APM Powers. And I am super excited to be back with you guys. I know it's been a while, but there have been a lot of things going on in the world with the pandemic, with the racial injustice epidemic that continues to happen throughout the United States. And I have, in all honesty, guys, just not felt the most motivated. You know, even those of us that it's our profession to encourage and motivate others, I have not been feeling in the most motivated moods. And so again, for that, I don't necessarily apologize, but it saddens me that I hadn't been able to come to you guys earlier. But I'm excited now that I have found a little bit of motivation. I am definitely still proactive and being an activist when it comes to the racial injustices that continue to happen on a day in and day out basis. I have young men and young women that I am trying to put out into the world, and I want them to be able to come home each and every night to their families when they have them, and you know, to us now that they don't necessarily have outside external families. But anyway, so that's just part of me being a black mom. I'm black every day. I don't get to take my black skin off. Even when I'm doing business with people that don't look like me or partnering with people that don't look like me, and so on and so forth. So I had to really just kind of put everything on the back burner just so I could get myself together, get myself into a place where I can be comfortable again, encouraging others. And so that's where I am now. And so I'm excited to be back. I hope you guys are staying healthy and staying well. I hope that many of you have remained COVID free. I really pray that you are wearing your mask, whether you feel like it's some sort of violation or an intrusion on your rights or not. I just think the mask is not just for you, it's for other people, because so many people, guys, are walking around today asymptomatic. I've had several people close to me that I know that have been affected by COVID-19. And so we just must continue to, of course, pray, but also be proactive. Faith without works is dead. If you're not doing the necessary things, whether you think they're silly, stupid, or whatever, this COVID-19 is just something that we, in all honesty, don't know enough about, don't know what the after effects are going to be, don't know. It's just so many unknowns with this COVID-19 right now, guys. So I just pray that this message finds you in good health as well. I am doing fine. My family, immediate family, is doing fine. My mother, who has a lung disease, you know, coming into this, is quarantining herself and is really kind of in total isolation, which is difficult for our family. So, you know, everybody has a different situation, guys. And I think sometimes in this country, we feel so liberated at times and feel like, you know, oh, you know, woe is me, or, you know, why would someone else be worried and stuff? But people have so many different circumstances or not. So we have to be compassionate. We have to think about others and not just ourselves. And so with that being said, you know, continue to be cautious, continue to take the preventative measures. I'm not really understanding going to the beach and on vacations and things like that, unless you really are trying to remain somewhat isolated. But anywho, I'm not here to judge. Also, I'm just here to give you guys some encouragement today. But I also, you know, again, want to let you guys in on, you know, where I've been, what my thought processes have been. I know many of you know about the situation that happened with George Floyd and him being basically murdered in the street. And so I don't think that that was necessarily the straw that broke. I mean, you know, it was like something in particular with that instance, other than the fact that people really saw it and was able to see the lack of compassion or care with the officers surrounding the incident. And so, but based on that, I just think people are frustrated. People are fed up, guys. I've been posting on some of my social media platforms at least since Trayvon Martin about the injustices. And I have two sons, two daughters, one adopted child, and, you know, they all brown. You know, I have to send them out into the world. And so obviously, as I stated earlier, I want them to be able to come home. And just because my name is Angela doesn't mean that someone is going to take some sort of extra precaution when it comes to my kids. And so when you see a man lose his life at the hands of another man having his knee on his neck, it just really disrupted, disturbed, and did all sorts of things to my spirit. And I am unapologetic for standing up, speaking out, and I will continue to do that. And if you feel some type of way about that, then maybe I'm not the encourager and motivator for you. But, you know, I'm hoping that it's not just people that look like me that will continue to speak out and will continue to stand up for the injustices that continue to happen in this country surrounding race, which is also an epidemic that is killing a lot of people and causing a lot of hurt and bringing a lot of unnecessary attention, to, you know, things, you know, not unnecessary attention, I should say, bringing attention to some of the things that probably should have been addressed back in 1865. So with that being said, I am here today to talk to you guys about, also I have an update. I'm going to talk to you today about movement doesn't necessarily mean progress. But I have an update on the When Women Lead Networking Social that was supposed to take place in March of 2020. However, it did not because of the COVID outbreak and restaurants closing and things like that. Well, now things are open again, but things are spiking again as well. People are not taking the necessary precautions. I hope that's not you. But anyway, ladies, if you've purchased a ticket from me and you desire a refund, I will honor the fact that you purchased your ticket at the later date when I do eventually end up having the networking social. But if you feel like, no, never mind, please contact me, Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at coachwithpride.com, and I will definitely see about getting you a refund. I hate that we haven't been able to get together. I miss you ladies tremendously. I miss motivating and encouraging you face-to-face, which is really what I love. I am doing continuing to do online work, Zoom coaching, business coaching, Zoom strategy sessions. I'm also doing some webinars. I'm doing LinkedIn one-on-ones and LinkedIn group sessions where I'm helping you guys set up your LinkedIn and teaching you how to make that social media platform successful for your business, teaching you how to reach out to others on LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. I am also in the process of starting to do some Zoom discussion sessions. We're going to do some leadership groups, ladies, like I did back when I first published my first When Women Lead book, talking about just some of the topics, some of the chapters in the book. But you can go to any of my social media platforms and get this information, sign up, Cash App, whatever, however you can do it, and reserve your spot for one of those things. If you want one-on-one LinkedIn help, I am also offering that, as well as a couple of other workshops. I'm going to be offering Back to Business Basics. Again, that's a workshop that I originally started out doing probably about 3 years ago. And, you know, it's like in times like this, ladies and gentlemen, when we kind of get stagnant or we get complacent or we feel like, And Back to Business Basics is basically kind of getting you on track to say, hey, this is what I want my August to look like. This is what I want fall to look like for my business, and helping you walk that out, plan and prepare to be able to make that successful, to bring that thing to fruition. So things like that. So I'm still definitely working. And if you need to contact me, Angela at Coach with Pride, or reach out to me via DM on any of my social media platforms, and I will definitely get back with you and we can work something out. But again, I'm not going to take any more of your time with my announcements and such. I am going to start talking to you guys about how movement doesn't necessarily mean you're progressing. And I think that a lot of people misconstrue the fact that their movement means that they're moving forward, but a lot of times you can be moving backwards. A lot of times you can be going in the same place. A lot of times you can be just spinning your wheels and not moving at all. And so that's what I really want to focus on today. I want to get you guys moving, but in the right direction, right? Because my pastor, shout out to him, Bishop Geddes Jackson, who just did a series on diligence, and he came out of the book of Proverbs, and one of the sermons had to do with, or he talked about, movement does not necessarily mean that you're progressing. And so I said, oh, wow, you know, I deal with this day in, day out with several of my clients or people that I talk to who are in the same position that they were last year because they're doing things, but they're not doing the right things. The things that they're doing aren't getting them to where they say they want to be. And so that is a classic case of movement not meaning that you're progressing. And so that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. And so one of the first things I want you to understand is you got to know when you're not progressing. And the only way for you to know when you're not progressing is for you to do a self-analysis. We need to do self-analysis a lot more than we are doing, guys. We need to be checking ourselves. We need to be analyzing what we're doing. We need to know when something isn't working, and we can't fall in love with the fact that we think that that's what we're supposed to do, even if it's not working. Yes, we need to give it enough time in order to be able to see if it's working. But at the same time, once we've determined it's not working, we have to be willing to throw that thing by the wayside and start something else. So know when something isn't working in your situation of whatever you're trying to obtain, whether it's your business goals, whether it's your life goals, whether it's your family goals, your spiritual goals, whatever you're doing in your life, you need to know when something's not working. You need to be able to make that adjustment. Don't make an excuse, make an adjustment. So knowing when something isn't working is going to be key to you understanding that I may be moving, but I'm not going in the right direction, or I'm not getting to where I want to get to fast enough, or I'm not getting to where I feel like I'm supposed to be, even though I'm doing things. And so that's one of the classic things, like I said, that people don't tend to really do well by themselves. And also self-analysis has to do with you really analyzing yourself, analyzing your situation, seeing how productive you are being, looking at the different accomplishments you've had over the last 3 months, 6 months, a year, whatever your situation is, being able to step back and look at it and say, hey, this worked. Hey, this didn't. Hey, I said I was going to be here by August. I'm here. I need to speed some things up. So doing a self-analysis is really going to be key. And that's the first thing that I'm going to want you to do. Do a self-analysis on yourself, on your situation, on your business, on your personal life, on your marriage, whatever it may be. Because just because you are going through the motions, there's a hot topic in the news right now, and it has to do with entanglement. And, you know, I've heard so many people. I have been blessed to be married now for 17 years. But I've heard so many people go, well, gosh, you've been married for 25 years. Why would you think you? And I always laugh because so many people think that marriage is just easy. They think it's just clockwork. Absolutely not. It is work. It is hard work. You have to try really hard. And when one person isn't trying, or one person feels like the other person isn't trying, oh, it's easy to check out. Oh, it's easy to wander. Oh, it's easy to say, what if? And that's where your entanglements come from. And so it's no different with anything else. You have to work the things that you want to work in order to get to where you're trying to go. And so in any situation, you can be moving and nothing is getting done. And marriage is no different. And I'm not going to speak to that situation because it's a personal situation. That's the other thing that I've been trying to tell people. Marriage is personal. It's private. You don't need to know the nasty, dirty details to understand that if someone's not happy, if that other person isn't willing to work on them being happy, and they're not willing to work on themselves being happy, yeah, you can step out. You can leave. And a lot of people, just like with jobs, guys, just like with your business, a lot of people quit the job long before they turn in their resignation letter. A lot of people quit the business long before they go into bankruptcy. And we have to understand that no matter what the case is, whether it's your business, whether it's your personal life, you can be moving and you can still be not progressing to where you feel like you need to be going. And that's the key. That's the key. And, you know, a lot of times, like I said, people don't understand. You get a lot of, uh-oh. Yeah, And so when you get a uh-oh, you got to understand, what do you need to do to try to fix that thing? What do you need to do to try to make it better? What do you need to do to try to make the adjustment? And that's what I'm talking to you guys about. So after you do that self-analysis, you have to take some action. Got to start planning. Got to start putting some action steps in front of you and start working on moving in the direction that you want to go instead of standing still, instead of going backwards, instead of going lateral. You got to start moving to get to your next level. There is always another level, and action is always required to get there. And so the other piece to it, though, is the accountability piece. You know, I want you, again, I always encourage you guys to be able to hold yourself accountable. But one of the biggest things I think we don't hold ourselves accountable for enough is knowing when we actually need help. Yeah, it's great to be able to say, yeah, I hold myself accountable. Or, yeah, I do a self-analysis all the time. But then who's checking you on that? Who's making sure that that's getting done? Because you can do that for yourself, absolutely. But 9 times out of 10, if you've got an accountability partner, if you've got your best friend saying, hey, did you go ahead and get that done? You told me you was going to work on this. Because it's almost a safe haven when we keep it to ourselves and nobody else knows what we're supposed to be doing. It's a little way, it's a trick of the enemy to keep us complacent. Oh, nobody has to know. You're the person that's going to keep yourself accountable. You don't need any help. Well, that couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. Accountability is about help. Accountability is about that person checking you and holding you to something that you've said you're going to do. When you don't have accountability, guess what? You don't take responsibility for what you are supposed to be doing. And so with that being said, I want you to first off be accountable to someone else outside of yourself. First, be accountable to yourself. Absolutely. That's great. But once you've got that self-accountability, you need an accountability partner. You need somebody that's going to go, oh, you told me you were going to have this by March. Oh, you told me you were going to have this by May. Oh, you said you were going to have this done in July. And so with that, that assures that you are moving in the right direction. It assures that you are getting things done on the level, in the level that you need to get them done. So just because you're moving, guys, ladies and gentlemen, does not mean that you're progressing. And that's the topic of today. That's the topic of this summer. I know things have happened, but with your workout and with you eating, I have been eating, guys. I'm still doing my plant-based living and it's going pretty good. It's almost going too darn good because I am eating and cooking and food's good and it's tasting good and it's flavorful. And I'm not exercising as much. And so I'm going to get you guys to hold me accountable because I've got to get back out here. I went and walked this weekend and I've been walking a little bit sporadically, but I need to get on a schedule. I need to commit to a schedule. And a lot of times, guys, that's what we need to do for ourselves. We need to have a schedule for ourselves. We need to be able to say, I'm going to get X, Y, and Z done by this day. And if you don't, if you're struggling with it, if you continue to push it off more than twice, that accountability partner is going to have to come in. Of course, it can be AP Empowers. Of course, it can be your mom. Of course, it can be your best friend. Of course, it can be a business colleague. You get to decide, but you have to be honest with yourself as well. Don't sit up here and lie to yourself and tell yourself that you're going to do it when all you're doing is continuing to stay in the same place. Push back deadlines, move up deadlines, et cetera, but you're not moving in the direction that you had said that you were going to be moving in. So I hope that this word encourages you today. I hope that you are moving and I hope that you are progressing. But if you're not, AP Empowers is here to help you. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to help you find that motivation. I'm here to get you back on the right track. So if you need a business strategy session, if you need a personal life coaching session, I am here for you. Contact me today. Again, Angela@coachwithpride.com. And I will definitely be able to walk you through some things to give you some tools that are going to help to make you a more responsible person. And I'm definitely going to be able to hold you accountable for completing your action steps, right? So I hope this has blessed you guys today. I hope that you are finding your motivation again as well. If you've been discouraged a little bit, hey, it's okay. We're human. We can pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off. And the last thing that I want to just kind of make mention to is your self-love and your self-care. You can't be beneficial to anyone else when you're not loving on and caring for yourself. And that was the one thing that I knew, that when I gotten discouraged, when my spirit was just disturbed about what was going on in the country, I had to take some time for me. I had to step back from Coach with Pride even and do some things just for Angela, because again, if Angela is not effective, if I'm not any good for myself, how can I potentially and possibly be any good to you? Mm-hmm. And so I hope that everybody is woman or man enough to do that for yourselves, but take care of you. You can't take care of anybody else. If you're running on 20%, there's no way you can give 100% to everyone else, because it's just going to continue to drain you. It's going to continue to deplete you. It's going to continue to mentally make you mentally exhausted. And so no one wants that. So let's get on the right track. Let's finish out the summer strong. Let's stay safe. Let's use preventative measures so that we don't cause any harm to ourselves, but also so that we don't cause any harm to those around us. I look forward to hearing from you guys. I hope you are again motivated by this message. If you are, please share it with someone else that may need a little bit of encouragement today. With that being said, I'm going to sign off. And until next time, AP Empowers.